Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We all recite durood upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahabihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Inshallah, in this period, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this Mubarak month. And the object and purpose of this month is that we get wilayat, we get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has created us for this very special purpose. And we can't make enough shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala has given us this great opportunity to be in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be in the month of Ramadan Sharif, which is a very great month. And then most important, to get the object and purpose of our life, Allah Ta'ala has granted us the opportunity to be in the company of our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib, Damat Barakatum. Make dua for Hazrat health and myself also. Allah Ta'ala give us complete, perfect iman and the object of this whole exercise, which is a spiritual exercise. Today everybody wants to go for Jami. Everybody is worried about our heart. Your doctor just tell you, you got a bit of a, looks like your heartbeat is not right, and you start getting worried. But our real heartbeat, like our Hazrat explains all the time, that it is our ruh. And that is when we're talking here about the heart, we are talking about the real heart, not the physical heart. And for the real heart, we need to have the sohbat, the company of the men who've got heart. So Allah Ta'ala has brought us here in the company of our honorable Shaykh, and should make dua for one another that Allah Ta'ala removes all obstacles, all hijabat, that is veils. And we don't, myself first of all, we can see we are doing this lessons for years, but we'll think I know this bayan. It's not a matter of knowing the bayan, it's a matter of how much the bayan is in my heart. And we should realize every moment we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So only Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam. If Allah Ta'ala's fazl is not there, then Allah Ta'ala can immediately block us. And we will think that I am a shaykh and people will praise you, but that is not the object and purpose. The real reality is, will come out when Malakul Maut comes. That is why we are so fortunate. Allah Ta'ala has given us this golden opportunity that Allah Ta'ala make my Islam, all of our Islam. So the most important thing, first of all, our niyat should be correct. And in this period, and this must have been explained, alhamdulillah, by our Hazrat and Maulana Musa Saab and all the other ulama who have been doing the beginning of the program. So the object of this, this period is, that one is, we will just revise one sunnat of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is extremely important. The most valuable gift that Allah Ta'ala wants to grant us is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never be attained by without following the beloved of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy so that we just follow our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you become the beloved of Allah. Today we're just giving a little introduction, but inshallah Allah gives tawfiq, and we should make dua for one another. First of all, my Islam, all our Islam, that Allah Ta'ala doesn't remove His gaze of rahmat from us. It is only Allah's fazl and karam, as our pious elders teach us, and all this we learn from our illustrious Shaykh. Otherwise in reality, we can't speak anything. It is only Allah's fazl and karam. So Allah Ta'ala should not put any blockages in our way as far as our ruh is concerned. And a person, as Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَاعِفُ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. That those, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, that who are called the muttaqeen, that shaitan doesn't leave anybody till our last moment. So we shouldn't think that I'm being here for itikaf for years and years. Until the last moment, till Malakul Maut don't come, then we'll see the reality of life. Then we'll see who we are. Otherwise like this, outwardly, I think I've got white kurta on and I've got even khanka topi. But that is just the outward. So So we shouldn't be fooled by the outward. The reality is what is inside, and that is why in this period, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala Hazrat, and from the company of the mashayikh, as Hazrat explained, Hazrat has taken fuyuz from so many mashayikh, and we are so fortunate. And that is why Allah Ta'ala's command, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Let just be with the righteous, pious servants. If you want to become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we chose that becoming a friend of Allah ta'ala is whose company you keep. Otherwise you can be a great friend of Allah. And Allah ta'ala save me, all of us. But in your just few moments, in the last moments of your life, Allah save us. And we mix with any other group of people, or you just casually, you become casual, and you mix with some other people without realizing, or we give more attention and we get overtaken with our dunya needs, and then we find a person, Allah Ta'ala puts blockages, and you yourself will be shocked. And today we are living in that time. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that Allah Ta'ala through our Shaykh, Allah Ta'ala has put that fikr in his heart, and as what was the need of the ummah at that time. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has commanded us be in the company of the men of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, as we will learn from this kitab, Anwarus Salah, this is not just a lesson, we might have heard it over and over, myself first of all, but see how much is gone into my life. And a person will realize that I think I'm performing Salah, but outwardly also there's no reality in my Salah. And first of all, to get our Salah, our Namaz in order, we have to be following the beautiful life of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for that, as our Shaykh teaches us, that our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, and all this fuyuz and this, the object of this is not to learn the kitab. Like after the lesson also, generally people ask, where can we get this kitab? Where can we get this, the Urdu kitab of Anwarus Salah, which is very rare. The print, the original print, is hardly available. So many of us, we think that if I get the print, then I'll able to understand the subject. The object is not to know, to read the kitab. The object is to get the few fuyuz and the nur of our Shaykh from their hearts, which comes from Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and directly from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we are so fortunate we got this honorable silsila. So this is what we should actually make intention, that Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, tawfiq, understanding, that we worry about our ruh, our reality, and that is what generally we call the heart. But as we will learn, the spiritual heart. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our object is, as Hazrat explains to us all the time, and this is not in any way my lesson, it is all what we have learned from our Shaykh, and in reality, still we don't know anything. My heart is, Allah Ta'ala purify our hearts, and that is the reality. We should be worried that our mashayikh taught us that all the time make fikr and worry. Ya Allah, hamara dil muzakka mujalla bana de. That outwardly we think we are just worried of our clothing, worried about the outward, but in reality, what is inside? And what is inside automatically, that's how Allah Ta'ala, automatically we will be concerned and worried. How am I coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the sunnah is actually the live wire, that is the life of the ummah. And when we don't follow the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then those great men that once upon a time, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum himself used to say, Inna kunna azalla qawmun, that we were the most degraded nation. And he gave me the lesson, and the lesson for the whole ummah, till the day of Qiyamah, that فَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Allah didn't give us honor and might and power, what they had leadership, they had control in the among their tribes. And they were regarded, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, outwardly was regarded as before Islam. And thus we are talking when we just think of our outward condition. Then a person will think, I got control, I got this. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, that I am most in need of this. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has brought us here, and particularly myself, It is only Allah's fazl and karam. And that is why the pious servants of Allah Ta'ala say, Am ayanai, am layakai. That we didn't come on our own. Allah Ta'ala has brought us here. Ye talab usi ka karam ka sadqa hai. And this desire that Allah Ta'ala all the time puts in our heart, that for a moment I mustn't be out of the mercy of Allah. And the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is to be under the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, وَاطِيُوا اللَّهِ وَاطِيُوا الرَّسُولِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. We all today, Allah Ta'ala save us. We're living in that zamana that people ask, where's the rahmat of Allah? But this is a statement of Allah Ta'ala save us, danger of our iman. Allah's rahmat is all the time. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned very clearly, Allah doesn't need us, and we are the, so to say, the best of all creation. But if we follow the worst of people, Allah Ta'ala, and why we are the best of creation, Allah Ta'ala, and today everybody got this big slogan that we want our freedom of choice. So Allah Ta'ala gave us freedom of choice is how you use your brains. And not just your brains, the brains is the chief minister. And the king is the heart. So if the heart is in order, then the brains won't able to tell the heart to just do this. The heart will tell, will take advice. And we see till today, the mashayikh, without mashwara, they don't do anything. With mashwara, then Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart. And we should beg Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to keep us firm on the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam. Then we'll find to live in the, under the mercy of Allah, وَاطِيُوا اللَّهِ وَاطِيُوا الرَّسُولِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. The sign of a person's intelligence is that Allah Ta'ala made us. We are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala did not just say, now lead your life. Allah Ta'ala has informed us that, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. That you think that you, Allah Ta'ala created us in vain. It's my life. And I can do, and that Allah Ta'ala says that so many insan, which we are the honorable creation of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala says when we don't follow the company of the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala says, خَلَقَكُمْ فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرُ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنُ. That we created all of insan. But we see most of us, we're going in the opposite direction. Allah save me and all of us, and beg Allah Ta'ala that never for a moment that Allah Ta'ala removes that very special rahmat of Allah Ta'ala from us. And thus we can only get in the company of the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, today we take his name with great honor, respect, and why not? The second khalifa of Islam, the first personality to be known as Amirul Mu'mineen. And Amirul Mu'mineen has given us the lesson till the day of Qiyamah, that if we want honor, respect, dignity, and we want Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, then it is not worrying about the strategies of anybody. The only way to draw this is come back onto the beautiful life of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inna kunna azalla qawmun, fa'azzana Allah bil Islam. We were the most degraded nation, so Allah Ta'ala gave us honor, respect and dignity with Islam. And فَمَحْمَا نَطْلَبُ الْعِزَّةِ بِغَيْرِ مَا عَزَّنَ اللَّهِ أَزَلَّنَ اللَّهِ. Once again, if we look for our honor, dignity, like today we find, we all crying myself first, that Allah Ta'ala should liberate the Masjid al-Aqsa, and definitely Allah Ta'ala, we should be begging for this. But first of all, Allah Ta'ala must liberate me, my thinking and my ideology, that we think we know strategies. But the only way to get liberated, see which road we are on. Come back onto the right road, and that is the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the life wire of the ummah. So Allah Ta'ala's kindness, our Hazrat has set out this program, and we see the importance of Islam is very, very necessary. In other words, today, like myself, we are, as Hazrat says, bachpan ho gayi, abhi bachpana nahi gayi. That you are 55, 60, that you're already old, but today you're still like a youngster, you're still worried. Oh Allah, save me. We shouldn't even think and even mention these things in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But today we are living in that time which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us, which shows how true is our deen. And whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. It is definitely Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is our creator, our sustainer, nourisher, Allah Ta'ala who knows what is good for us, and Allah Ta'ala who knows what is harmful for us. So whatever Allah Ta'ala has made for us, it is only, it's not for Allah Ta'ala's benefit, aliyazu billah. Allah Ta'ala announces and tells our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, announce to my servants, wa rabbukal ghani. Allah Ta'ala is independent. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need anybody. Then we'll think that why did Allah Ta'ala make all the ibadat, etc. for us? Allah Ta'ala says, Zul Rahmah. This is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has created us out of His mercy. And if we want to draw the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, we don't have to, many of us, like youngsters, that we say that we don't placard, and we don't go and demonstrate at the embassies, etc., then they won't know our might and power. Our might and power is not outward. Our might and power is inside our heart. What is that reality? And for that, you can only get it, like we all know. Allah Ta'ala has shown, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. We'll make them see with their own hands. We'll give them the ability to, today we all think we are progressing with technology. But this is Allah Ta'ala's mercy, and Allah Ta'ala wants to show us that you think that you got, the science has got, is progressing. But if you don't realize, this is only the mercy of Allah to make us realize. Today we are all worried of our cameras and our outward things. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِيلْ مِرْصَادِ. Allah Ta'ala's camera is on us every split moment. So when that reality of the heart is opened up, then a person, for his security, he won't worry about outward CCTVs and all that. Then there's no, today every small thing is ikhtilaf. Then we don't say this mufti will tell us it is permissible, not permissible. According to how much connection we got with Allah Rabbul Izzat, automatically Allah, a person knows that my security is only in the hands of Allah. How much I am connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So to get this connection, Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy that Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. That say, O my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you also, and Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala wants to give us the greatest wealth. And the greatest wealth is that not to become just a sheikh, not to become complete your alim, fadil course, to be the imam even of the haram sharif. But if I'm not following the way of life that Allah Ta'ala wants, and the only way of life is the most beautiful way of life, the sunnah of our Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is why this revision is extremely necessary. Don't think that, oh, we went over the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but myself, all of us, let us ponder and think that this morning I woke up, did I think firstly who woke me up? And when we are waking up, we know we are groggy, our eyes are still dependent. And today with this, we think we are in no company, but we're in the worst company. With the cell phone, that we got so lot time to send messages. And then so lot time to read the messages. Where there's time to read our du'as, Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. So we should beg Allah Ta'ala, the object of Allah brought us here for itikaf. Many of us will think that the object of Ramadan is ibadat. But the reality of ibadat is the reality of the ibadat. That is, as we will learn, this kitab Anwarus Salah, there is so lot anwar, there is nur, and this nur is not outward light. Today everybody is worried, load shedding. Even people who don't have lights, they say lot of load shedding. But they don't know when there's load shedding or no shedding. And people who got the real light, that is the light of the heart, and who could have the most spiritual light, none other than our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we move one iota away from the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much darkness will come in our life. And our Hazrat, and we see the man of Allah Ta'ala, when you got spiritual light, and that is why very important, Allah Ta'ala has commanded, and many people will think that Ramadan Sharif, What must I just go in the khanka and what I'm going to do there? And we all of us, myself, first of all, should check our intention. Did I come here? I go every year. That is easy. That I'll just get for my food, everything on the golden tray. And this is, we see, alhamdulillah. Allah, the man of Allah Ta'ala opens their heart. When their heart is open, they won't stop anybody from coming here. Because just to be present here, it's a great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. But then how we spend our time, and then how we check myself, our life, that will depend on how whether we worried of our reality, and we all, our reality is, Malakul Maut is behind us all the time. And that is why we find in the Khanka of Hazrat Ashraf Ali Thanvi, Rahmatullah Alayh, he used to have a beautiful, the Hazrat explained, like a frame, and this also Hazrat teaches us so beautifully that today myself, first of all, that we want to follow the lifestyle of the kuffar, but just put an Islamic flavor on them. They put frames, and they put big frames in their offices, in their homes. We'll just put an Islamic frame, but we put Asmaul Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we have come here to learn, myself first of all, which I am still totally minus of the reality of the sifat, the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has mentioned that you have a problem, Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khayrur rahimin. Allah, please forgive me. That you are the one who is the embodiment of mercy, and our solver of the problems is only you, O Allah. So Allah ta'ala has teaches us that the frame is not for the wall. The frame is, and like we see in the wuzu khanas, alhamdulillah, du'as, the stickers are put for the du'as to be read when making wuzu. Let myself think that I read those du'as. I just, while we're making wuzu, we are wasting water, we are talking, Allah Ta'ala save us. And we think that we are okay, we are in the khanka. The reality of this is to realize how I'm spending my time and how I'm spending my life. Otherwise, our Dada Sheikh used to say so beautifully, this is just a khanka if you don't spend with the fikr that, Ya Allah, please don't reject me. Purify my heart and save me from all types of the jealousy, malice, all that, and thinking that I'm somebody. The more we sit in the company of the friends of Allah and we get this current, then you'll realize I'm not even a speck in the creation of Allah. I'm the worst person. And myself, particularly, I'm talking to myself. This is a muzakara for myself. And all of us are listening. We should all look at our own heart and never ever look at the next person. So Allah Ta'ala save me. That Hazrat says that Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh had in his khanka that Zeba Nahi Insan Ku Ghaflat. It is not becoming that a human being who is the honorable creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you remain in a state of unmindfulness. And what is the real unmindfulness? Today everybody, tomorrow I'll do that, or I'll meet you tomorrow. But who of us think, myself, do I say inshallah? We don't have the ability to move one finger of ours without Allahu Akbar, the mercy and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to maut, then we get a shock. Then that is a reality. Hazrat says, one Arab poet says, that if you hear a person has passed away, then that shouldn't be a shock. That is a reality. If you hear somebody is still living, then today with all the calamities which Allah Ta'ala is showing us, when we forget Allah, Allah Ta'ala will make us forget who we are. So Allah Ta'ala make me realize, all of us, for myself, this reminder, and all of us, that our only way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is coming in the company of the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We first of all, we should make shukr, but we come here myself, but I'm listening, but I'm not listening. And what is the sign as it teaches us? Make a firm intention that myself, first of all, I've come here for my Islam, for my spiritual, my heart is full of rust and dirt. So Allah, the polish of the heart is the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for our life to come right, and the ummah to draw the mercy of Allah, come back on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today we just took a little extra time for me to remind myself and all of us that this is not a period just to a slot, that from this period will be just, this time will be Anwaru Salah. And Hazrat explained from the beginning this system of Islah, Allah Ta'ala has sent Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Those who came in the company of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for one moment with an open heart, they became Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And all the awliya Allah, this is the aqeedah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that the most, all the awliya Allah could have reached the highest rank, but can never reach the rank of the lowest Sahabi of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is what we have come here, Allah has brought us. We haven't come on our own, and it is only Allah's fazl and karam, and we see our mashayikh till the last moment, they are worried of themselves and they're worried of myself, that we shouldn't live in a dream world and think that, oh, I may be a big sheikh. And so this is not, Hazrat says, don't think that this program I won't attend, that program I won't attend. Hazrat only comes after Asr. So it's not the object of coming to the Khanka is to get this reality, the nur of Iman has to penetrate the heart. So the nur of Iman cannot penetrate. One is without La ilaha illallah. Without our correct Iman, correct in Kalima is, as we learn over and over, one is we recite Kalima, La ilaha illallah, from our infant stage and from our the nursery class. But am I still in the nursery class? Did Kalima go into my heart? That we find Hazrat explains that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and particularly till today, the Arabs, those who have got fikr of Iman, anything happens, La ilaha illallah. They know that the Sahaba didn't happen on its own. And they didn't just, it is only in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this reality come in my heart, all our hearts, that we read the kitab, the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but make intention, Ya Allah, let me listen properly, only for your pleasure. Let me able to keep it in my heart. That is, everybody wants to protection. So Allah Ta'ala can only put it into our heart. Let me remember it properly. And the most important thing, let it come into my heart. And the sign of that I practice upon it. Allah give me all of us tawfiq. So the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us from birth to death, from morning to night, how we should lead our life in that way that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So upon awakening, that is when our eyes open up, and obviously we should make intention that we all get up on the right time. And when you get up, don't be just rushing out of your bed. Remember, your eyes are still groggy. You just get up and you start walking. You say, I hurt my toe today. How you hurt your toe? No, my eyes were still. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows the concern Allah Ta'ala has got for our outward and most important our inward. So the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we awaken, when the eyes open up, then first of all with the softness of your palms, then rub your eyes and let the sleep go away, so to say, remove all that grogginess from your eyes, and then realize that who has woken up us, who has given us another life. So immediately upon awakening, rub the face and the eyes with both palms in order to remove the effects of sleep. Allah give me all of us tawfiq that we come onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this lesson Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala has given me and all of us, that فَمَحْمَا نَطْلَبُ الْإِزَّةَ بِغَيْرِ مَا عَزَّنَ اللَّهِ أَزَلَّنَ اللَّهِ. We look for our honor, respect, dignity in any other way, that no, now we must build the army or whatever, we're never able to get honor and respect. We have to come back onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq. And then very important is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is our spiritual food, which is our real food. And we are all worried that what today for sehri, what I'm going to eat. But did I worry that what I, when I don't feed my ruh, then my whole body will be weak. Like we say, I couldn't eat, I had diarrhea. And Allah Ta'ala save me that we don't get spiritual diarrhea. And a person who's got diarrhea and he doesn't know, then in mess, not only himself, all over he'll make a mess. Allah Ta'ala, give me all of us tawfiq. So the object of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just enjoyment, that I come, I enjoy the zikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is Abdul Latif. Hazrat says so beautifully that we are the slaves of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Ta'ala, if you get enjoyment and that's only why you come for zikr, then you are the slave of Abdul Lutf. You are the slave of enjoyment. And when you don't get enjoyment, like a person thinks, oh now, let's say I won't go to the majlis, or I won't go to khanka. Let me go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can be in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you're not connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we say we are making fikr of the whole ummah, but we're not fikr of ourselves. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and to realize that the fikr of Allah ta'ala, and also it should be done as our mashayikh have taught us. And there are many mashayikh in the world, and all are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we can't follow 10 cars that going to the same place. If somebody says all these 10 cars are going, follow all of them. You one car to follow, especially today with the roads, and then if Allah Ta'ala sends rain down, etc., and something happens, that one car if he overtakes a truck, and it looks at the car that he overtook a truck, the car and two or three cars, and the car behind after the truck is similar. Now you'll be following, but you don't know who you're following. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, wahdati matlab, wahdati maqsad. That our objective Allah is Allah Rabbul Izzat. But to find Allah, Allah Ta'ala has taught us, whole life you can read, La ilaha illallah. That oh Allah, there is nobody for me, but only you, O Allah. But to reach Allah Ta'ala, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam. Allah has made it very simple and easy. So we find we read the couplets that are read, but what is the object? The reminder of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, first of all, we should know the method of making zikr of Allah, which Hazrat will explain in reality. Myself, we talk about it, but let me think, am I still doing it or not? We are myself far from this reality. So Hazrat has taught us, as taught by Hazrat, our Sheikh, and our Dada Sheikh, and the silsila comes, and this is what is called nisbat. This is not just coming down, just written. We say that we come to the khanka to know how to make zikr. No, the reality has to go into my heart. So very, very important is that it is preferable and it is, in fact, better to be in the state of wuzu. And here Allah has brought us all the time. We should be conscious in the masjid. Let us be in the state of wuzu. Such cross-legged, that is when we're making zikr of Allah. In other words, that is the time that a person should sit according to how our mashayikh teach us. And that is only when it is time that we have to make our zikr. And that also we have to see whether we're not inconveniencing anybody. But the correct method at that time, and this is adab, that when you are told to sit in that way, then you should sit. And then when you are in a majlis, etc., then sit with adab. And adab is muhabbat khud sikate adab muhabbat. That when we get this drop of the love of Allah Ta'ala, automatically you'll start knowing, how must I sit in the company of my elders? How must I sit in the company of mashayikh? So, we're not going to go into the detail of all this, but every day, this period, and this is from, this period is a very important period for myself, that we're making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, but in between we hear these couplets, and these couplets are not for entertainment. These are the mashayikh, those who have got connection with Allah Ta'ala. When they make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then begging Allah, what is the object and purpose of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala? That, oh Allah, I want you. So we're not going into the detail that inshallah Hazrat will explain to us. So Hazrat teaches us that sit cross-legged and read this ayat, Fazkuruni Azkurkum, that, oh Allah, you are remembering me. And Allah Ta'ala says it, put it so beautifully, that remember me, I will remember you. But in reality, Allah Ta'ala is remembering us. That is why Allah brought us here. So when you are making zikr of Allah Ta'ala, that The hadith Qudsi, that is the word that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is known that the words of Allah interpreted by Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ana jalisu man zakarani, that I am the companion of that person who makes the zikr of Allah. In other words, don't think you're alone. You can be alone anywhere in the desert and you make the zikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala is remembered us. And that is why, don't think I'm alone. And so when Allah is with me, then as other teachers ask, is it possible that you can be sitting in the company of thousands of people, that you're in big company, but you're alone also? That is definitely possible. To me, we'll think, how is this impossible? When we look at the outward, we say it's impossible. But every person, like we're all sitting here, we are all listening, but one person's mind is somewhere else. Another person's mind is somewhere else. So remember, the greatest company is Allah Ta'ala, who is Al-Hayyul Qayyum. Allah Ta'ala, give me all of us tawfiq. So as the teachers are so beautifully, that a person, when you say, Ana jalisu man zakarani, that Allah Ta'ala, so to say, is talking to us, that I am your companion. When I am your companion, Allahu Akbar, where are you going to think of anybody else? Allah Ta'ala, see the love that Allah Ta'ala has got for us. So to gain this love, Allah send the man of Allah Ta'ala to teach us. Otherwise, to learn this, it is virtually impossible. To get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as today we see that we all want to make our own ideology that how to lead our life. Nobody must tell me. Whereas in reality, Allah created every human being on what is called fitrat, your natural way of life. And the natural way of life is to be connected to our Rabbah, our Creator, our Sustainer. So when you make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, zikr is to remember Allah. It's not a sleeping period. Like now also we don't take 40 winks and think, we'll just pass this period. Today we are just going into a bit more extra in the introduction, which is not reality, but for myself, my muzakara and all of us, we can ponder and think. Many of us, we know this period will be this, and this person will do this period, and many ulama are doing all the other important periods, and the most important thing, all this is not we are doing it, it is all the fuels of our Hazrat. Hazrat's intention and the mashayikh, and this is what is called the current of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we should be begging. So when a person sits and makes zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we learn, we say this couplet in between when we start, that why am I making the zikr of Allah? Dil mera ho jai ek midani hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. That, oh Allah, the zikr of Allah ta'ala, outwardly it must not just remain on the tongue. La ilaha, we're taking out everything from our heart. And illallah, Allah must come in my heart. So to get that, first of all, the heart has to become totally one open field, that empty my heart of Allah. And who should be in my heart? Only you. Tuhi tuho, tuhi tuho, tuhi tu. Oh Allah, I want only you in my heart. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, understanding. So actually this is 5 minutes supposed to be for the revision of the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But 5 minutes is just to revise the sunnah. The most important, it is supposed to be my whole life. So myself, all of us, Allah give us tawfiq, that we be conscious that whatever I do, I must be doing it according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also should penetrate my heart. Then very important is to get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this kitab Anwarus Salah. What it shows that it is a plural, it's not Nur of Salah, Anwarus Salah. It's the command of Allah Ta'ala, Inna Salata Tanha Anil Fahshai Wal Munkar. So we'll just start with a brief introduction. And what is the reality of the subject? Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. This kitab Anwarus Salah, this is actually a bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullahi was a very great mujahid in the time of the British and became martyred in the time of the jihad against the British, who want to take over. Outwardly, they only know the zahir of the dunya. They want to take over and control the India, which had lot of wealth. But our mashayikh, they knew that people will be overtaken with such people's way of life, and that is the danger of our decline. So this kitab, Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he gave this bayan that Allah Ta'ala has given us this connection with Allah, which is the zikr, which is our salah. And Allah Ta'ala has commanded us that you want your connection with Allah, come to the house of Allah Ta'ala 5 times. And then this kitab, after that, many years passed, and then this bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, it wasn't written down. And so Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the Honorable Khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, we all talk about Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, but as we learn that how he became Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, it from small, his father was worried all the time that for a moment my son must not be in the wrong company, can be in the masjid also, but Allah Ta'ala save us. So then, the Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, when they saw this kitab, it was just the bayan of Hazrat Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh was written, and then it was not, so to say, no, nobody knew about it. When Shah Ahmad Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he saw this, read this bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, said, ah, what a kitab this is. This kitab should be reprinted. And that time it was in old Urdu. And very important, that's another subject we'll come upon, all the lessons Hazrat has taught us here. So we'll just do the introduction today, that why this, what is the object and purpose of this, which is the most important aspect of our coming here. So in the introduction, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين. Then we find also that it is only Allah Ta'ala's what is called ilham, Allah Ta'ala's inspiration. When Hazrat started this very important aspect of Khanqah, and today people think that this is something new or this is an Indian thing. No, this is from the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the reality. That what is ihsan, the reality of Khanqah is ihsan. So here we will learn here that when Hazrat started, and Hazrat was all the time in the efforts of deen, as Allah Ta'ala uses the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what was the need of the time, and Allah Ta'ala inspires, and these are the true hukama, the true wise people, the true hakims, that they got their finger on the pulse of the hearts of the ummah. So at that time Allah puts in their heart, and Allah Ta'ala draws their attention that this is the medicine that the ummah need. So when Hazrat decided that in this period, what will have many years ago, Hazrat went into his small library, and this kitab, small kitab, Anwarus Salah, which was old Urdu outwardly, and as we say, everybody will say, if I can get the print of this kitab. But the print actually has to go into my heart, into my life. So Hazrat says, when we picked up this kitab, we realized this is the important kitab to be done in this period. So we shouldn't think that, no, I should award this period, I won't come, I can make my tilawat, I can do this. So Hazrat says that what is Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, when after he gave this bayan, then many years passed, then the Khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who now passed away many years ago, when he says that he found this kitab, he was overtaken. So he made it very easy for us. He reprinted, and then he wrote it, gave explanation, which made it more easy for us. And he says, what is this kitab all about? What is salah all about? So he says, salah actually is suluk wa tasawuf, or zikr wa shaghal, کے طریق کو اختیار کرنے کا مقصد اللہ تعالیٰ کی رضا کے لیے نسبت باطنی کا حصول. He says that what is the object of the khanka, and we say going to the company of a sheikh, etc. What is the actual object? He says this object is to walk on the path towards Allah Ta'ala. Suluk is the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And a person wants to walk on that path, he is known as a salik. And what is tasawuf all about? This is actually just, the tasawuf is, those people used to wear simple clothing derived from the word suf. And suf means the mashayikh, the people that are connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They realize that more important than worrying about our outward, we have to be worried about our inward. So this is, he says, this is the reality, and this is why Allah Ta'ala has brought us here. So this is only Allah Ta'ala's special favor. So when we come to the Allah Ta'ala calls us here and we think, no, I'm too busy, then a person, his busyness will, as it says, that our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Mazhar Sahib Damat Barakatum says, that today everybody says too busy. And what busy? That is your every nerve of yours is just all the time. But he says when Malakul Maut comes, then also you'll say, I'm too busy. You'll say, I'm more busy than you. And now there's no time, so Allah Ta'ala save us. So in this kitab, the reality you will learn, and one is the outward kitab, as you will learn, but the reality is the inside. Suluk wa tasawuf or shagal wa zikr wa shagal ki tariq ko ikhtiyar karne ka maqsad, Allah Ta'ala ki rida ke liye nisbati batini ka husool hai. That what is the object and purpose for coming to the khanka and coming to spend our time 40 days, or as according to how Allah Ta'ala has chosen us, the ulama, etc., that we come in this, beg Allah Ta'ala to give us reality of life and to become the treaders and walk in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But for that, Allah Ta'ala, what is the object and purpose of the zikr of Allah? And then, as we say, we need the company of the mashayikh. They will give us spiritual exercises. And that, what is the object and purpose of this? The spot to walk, ikhtiyar karne, that we all say, where are you going for Ramadan Sharif? I'm going to the khanka. But what is the object? It is actually faraz, that every person must be concerned that am I treading on the right path. So he says that the object and purpose, this is the introduction of Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And we are very fortunate. Reality is actually that will be taught by our Hazrat. When we see the men of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we see their life, and this is what Allah Ta'ala has brought us here. And so everything we should be worried and concerned, what is the purpose and object of my life? Allah Ta'ala ki rida ke liye. Most important, I've come here only for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that is the most important thing, the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And what is the sign of the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? Nisbati batini ka husool. To get the internal connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And what is this nisbati batini? This hidden, what is called nisbat. Hey, Allahu Akbar. Nisbat is that who you connected to, that is your value. So now you can't get that connection, who you mix with and who you connected to, then you'll get this real connection of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has brought us here. Yet nisbati batini is, you connected to who you connected, all the time you'll be in that thought. All the time you'll be thinking of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In other words, a person who's got the connection with who you follow, automatically people will know that you are connected to this person. But the real nisbat is that I must get the connection with our mashayikh, and they also, that is not the connection with your sheikh, it is, they will link us directly to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. My heart must now get connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So the object and purpose is extremely important, that a person realizes that most important is why I have come here, to beg Allah Ta'ala, that oh Allah, give me this nisbat-e-batini. And nisbat-e-batini is this inside, who you are connected to, That is where you will, which line you will be following. This kamatlab Allah Ta'ala say khususi hubbi ta'allu. That Allah give me special and that loving connection with you. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq understanding. Then we will spend more time here, but inshallah Allah give us tawfiq that we get this reality and Allah accept from all of us inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.